another fun fact. And this week we are not in the Magic Kingdom or Disneyland. So we are taking a break from all of that. And instead, we're going to talk a little Epcot.
Okay.
And not only are we going to talk Epcot, but we're going to talk my old stomping grounds. Well, basically my old stomping grounds. So for those of you who don't know or don't remember, I worked at Innoventions in Epcot, but we're not quite going to talk about Innoventions, but we are going to talk about something connected to Innoventions, which would be...
Innospensions. I don't know.
Yes, definitely Innospensions. No, actually the electric umbrella.
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
Which is connected to Innoventions.
I did know that.
Via the bathrooms. The best way to be connected together. we're also not talking about the bathroom.
No, this isn't a bathroom.
Sorry. Remember, one of these days we're going to do that episode about best bathrooms in the on property, but not this week. So, actually we're going to talk about trash.
Okay.
Trash at Electric Umbrella. Have you ever thrown stuff away at Electric Umbrella?
Well, I've eaten there, so yeah, I'm sure I have.
Okay, and was there anything at all interesting about throwing stuff away at Electric Umbrella?
Okay. All right, Brad. You're asking me. Let me just repeat back what you just asked. A restaurant that I've eaten two times.
Hey, that's twice as much as one time.
it's too true. On two different occasions, probably 4 years apart. You're asking me to remember about the garbage situation. Yeah, I'm not having anything
nothing's really jumping to the frame.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. if you don't remember the garbage situation, then you didn't experience this fun fact.
Okay. Well, that
makes
me feel better.
At the Electric Umbrella, there is a talking trash can.
Is it Push?
No, it is not Push.
I was going to say, I thought Push was in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, Push was in Tomorrowland. It is not anymore. I don't think Push has actually been there in a couple of years. So Push, for those of you who don't know, was a trash can that would travel around Tomorrowland and would talk to guests and had, you know, little wheels so Push could drive around Tomorrowland and everything. This garbage can does not drive around. And in fact, whereas Push would... interact with the guest and talk to them about what they were wearing and things. This is all pretty much going to say the same thing time after time. But it is still a talking trash can that starts to talk to you when you open it up to throw something away.
What does it say?
So there are a couple of different pre-recorded messages, something to the effect of, if I recall correctly, hey, you just knocked off my sunglasses when you threw your garbage in here or something like that. It's some really random stuff. You should go to YouTube and type in Electric Umbrella talking trash can, and you can see, because quite a few people have videos of this, and you can get to hear all the different things that the trash can might say to you. Or you cannot spoil it for yourself, Jeremy, and next time you go to Electric Umbrella, you can seek out the talking trash can, which it's pretty easy to find. It is the only trash can at the Electric Umbrella that has a power cord coming out of it. So if the trash can has a power cord coming out of it, that's probably the talking trash can.
Huh. Yeah, that makes sense. Checks out.
Yeah. So next time you are at Epcot and you're wondering where you should go eat, you know, you could go eat at Le Cellier, but they don't have a talking trash can.
But if you want that Disney burger and French fries, the Electric Umbrella is where it's at.
That's right. So I think that'll do it for this week's fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast, or at our home on the web, missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next time with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.